Dress for success. How you present yourself matters. School uniform is almost like Marmite. You either love it or hate it. Some students find comfort and security in having a set of rules to follow. There is no need to choose an outfit every morning or worry about fashion. They can focus their energy on learning and other aspects of school life. Other people find it suffocating when they are told what to wear, how to wear it, and what they can or cannot do. Regarding school uniform as something that diminishes individuality, these students probably use their considerable creativity bending the rules, thereby engaging in a constant battle with teachers. Your appearance says a lot about you, and it affects how others perceive you. The old saying, "You can't judge a book by its cover," may not be as true today. Research shows that people are evaluated first and foremost by their appearance, and that interviewers decide within the first few minutes whether a candidate is suitable for a job. But how does this relate to school uniform? School is society in miniature. Like it or not, the formality of education prepares you for adult life. Being able to communicate effectively is one of the most important life skills. It is developed at school and is what employers look for. Communication can be verbal or nonverbal, visual or written. Your appearance is not just one of the many means of communication, but also what determines the first impression you make on other people. Students are required to be in uniform when they are at school. In society, the uniform services, such as the police or the military, take great pride in their uniforms. Employees of a company follow a dress code, depending on the nature of the job. The way you dress makes a strong visual statement about how you see yourself. If you deal directly with customers, dressing the part is even more important as your appearance reflects on the company you represent. In addition to wearing the appropriate clothes, punctuality is an important contributor to first impression at a job interview. Interviewers look at a candidate's arrival time as an indicator of whether he or she is serious about the interview and thereby about the job. A study in the UK shows that 96% of managers agree that a candidate's timekeeping is an influential factor in determining whether a job offer is made. Other important factors include a candidate's preparedness, ability to maintain eye contact at the interview, and personal appearance. At school, students are required to arrive on time, inform the school of absences due to illness or extracurricular activities, and do their homework conscientiously. This training lays the foundation for responsible and diligent employees. Wearing the appropriate clothes is important at job interviews as well as in the workplace. While a conservative suit is generally expected at a corporate or office job interview, bright colors and original designs are normally worn in creative industries. Office-appropriate clothes have evolved over the years, and formal business suits are not a strict requirement in many workplaces. The important point is to dress according to the job or occasion. Tucking in your school shirt or wearing your tie properly may not be your idea of a cool outfit. Nevertheless, a student whose uniform is clean and smart projects a conscientious image. In the workplace, corporate executives and managers usually wear well-tailored suits, projecting an image of professionalism and competence. This is important on two levels. Internally, they signal to their peers and superiors that they know what they are doing and are serious about their jobs. Externally, as representatives of the company, they inspire confidence among clients. At a job interview, interviewers will look at how well you present your strengths and articulate your responses, because in the workplace, you need to present your thoughts at team or client meetings and express ideas to your managers or peers. You also need to listen carefully to instructions and information. A study based on interviews with 1,000 employees who work for companies which rank the top 100 firms in the U.S., found that workers send and receive about 1,800 messages every day via email, memos, telephone, and face-to-face communication. To do well at work, you need to stay focused, process a substantial amount of information, and respond accordingly. Don't forget that communication works both ways. As you try to make yourself understood, you also need to listen carefully and observe your audience's nonverbal responses. Communication is more than what you say. It includes your intonation, facial expressions, and posture. Again, school is a good training ground to hone these skills. You pay attention to the teachers during lessons, contribute to discussions in class, organize school club events, discuss projects with other students, communicate with teachers, and present projects. Of course, you can choose to be a passive observer at school by keeping quiet during group discussions or by letting your friends give the presentations. If you don't actively get involved in your schoolwork and activities, you are, regrettably, passing up the opportunity to develop vital skills for the future. So, next time you put your school uniform on, think about the reasons behind the rules and structure of the school environment. In addition to imparting academic knowledge, school, being a miniature society, is the first formal training ground to prepare you to become responsible and conscientious citizens.